Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord to all of our listeners in Purpose Kingdom Network land. I am your host, Arthenius Jackson, with One Touch Transformation, and we want to welcome you to episode 1218. We're so delighted that you have decided to join in, to get some encouragement, maybe to be educated, learn something that you may not have known tonight, and I hope that you are blessed. First, I just want to share a little bit about who I am and what I do. So again, I'm Arthenius Jackson. I'm in the great city of Florence here in South Carolina with One Touch Transformation, which is a nonprofit organization for raising awareness on sexual abuse. And so our mission is to educate the community about sexual abuse while we encourage and empower all victims and survivors. So it's all about getting into the community, letting people know that, look, this is happening. This is going on. It's nothing new, but it's a subject that has often been swept under the rug for years and years. But now it's time to talk about it. It's time to not just start the conversation, but to continue the conversation. And not just amongst us, but in our congregations, you know, in our faith-based communities and organizations, because a lot of times this subject is often overlooked or just not talked about. And so One Touch Transformation, we're all about having this uncomfortable conversation. I mean, it is probably uncomfortable for most people, but for me, I can have it comfortably because I am a survivor of childhood sexual abuse. I could not always say that, but it wasn't until 20 years after I experienced the abuse that I was able to finally speak up. God healed me and allowed me to regain the power that was already inside of me. He provided the healing that only He can. And it once the journey starts, there's no turning back. And so we're all about, you know, letting people know that, look, we know that it happened, but that does not mean that that is the end of your road. You were destined for so much more. You do not have to allow your past and allow abuse to dictate who you are or who God has destined you to be or where He has destined you to go. And so One Touch Transformation, we are just proclaiming the message of healing and, you know, help, because we know that sometimes we have to have some interventions such as some counseling and some therapy, and that's okay. It is okay to mix that along with some prayer and your word. You know, every little bit helps. For some people, they may not want therapy. They may not want counseling, and maybe just meeting with their leaders or, you know, someone that they confide in. Maybe that is enough. But if you're one who want to reach out for those extra resources, that is fine. God has put people in those places to help us with, you know, subjects like this. And I always like to say every pastor is not a counselor, and that is okay. If you know that you cannot operate in that capacity, then reach out for help. Make sure that you are doing all that you can, providing the resources in your area for those in your congregation who are still hurting. But in order to get to that point, we must have the conversation. We have to at least start it, and not just start it, but continue it. We have to educate the community, educate each other about what sexual abuse is, the effects of it. And so we have to keep doing that. That is how healing begins. It's how healing begins. And I will give out a couple of resources that will be helpful for those of you who are in those leadership positions. And maybe you can, you know, pass this along to others who may need it. You may not have been a victim, and you may not be a survivor, but I am sure that you know someone who is or who may have been affected. We're all affected by it indirectly, because when a victim comes forward or a survivor, you know, starts their healing journey, they are surrounded by, you know, loved ones, and they have these relationships with us. And so everything that they go through is going to affect their relationship. So it's going to have an impact on their interactions with people. So that's why I always say that it affects each of us indirectly, even when it's not directly. So we all have a responsibility. We all can play a part. And so before I move a little forward, I'm going to go ahead and give you those resources that I do have, and I'll come back to it again. So just want to go ahead and throw the National Sexual Assault Hotline out there so you can go ahead and write that down in case you need it. And that number is 1-800-656-4673. And that hotline is available 24/7, and there's also an online chat available. So if you just Google sexual assault hotline, the number will come up, as well as the link for the online chat. And the second resource, which I'll talk about later on, is called 1in6.org. So the number 1in, the number 6.org. And this is actually a resource for male survivors. So a lot of times we hear about all of the help and the resources for females, but there is actually a male organization that is, you know, catering to healing for male survivors. And so I'll actually come back to that because it kind of goes along with what we're going to talk about tonight. All right. So if you're listening online, I want to thank you for joining in. And just in case you hear something or something that sparks your interest or something that you want to share, please feel free to call in anytime. That number is 319-527-6091. And for our T-Mobile users, which I understand T-Mobile had some trouble yesterday with the lines, but hopefully they're back up. That number is 323-870-4174. So if you dial either of those numbers, just press the number 1 and we'll be happy to hear what you have to say. I'll bring you in on the conversation. But with all of that being said and done, again, thank you for joining in with Purpose Kingdom Network. I am your host, Arthenius Jackson. So I am ready to get this started. Before I dive in, there's a song that's been on my mind, and it's actually a song that my father, I can't say he still sings it, but it's one of his favorite songs, And I don't know about you, but we need God to lead us today like more than ever before. I mean, with so much happening, so much going on, we don't want to, I guess, react. So, you know, suddenly that we regret what we say or what we do. And so it's going to take the help of God to lead us through everything that's going on, everything that may happen to us, everything that people may say to us, but we don't, you know, flow to anger, you know, and swift to act. We don't want to act out of character. We don't want what people to say or people to do to us cause us to lose, as they used to say, you lose our religion or set the religion down and you turn into something else. But this song, it was on my heart even as I was preparing for tonight, because if we're going to be who God has called us to be, we have to allow him to lead us. We have to allow him to direct our path. We have to allow him to just have his way in our life. We can't do it on our own, even though it's so easy to do that. It's so easy to make a decision and so easy to just, just do it ourselves without consulting God, without acknowledging him. But he tells us to acknowledge him in all of our ways. And when we do that, he will direct our path. And so I'm just going to sing this. I'm just going to do it a couple of times and hope it blesses you. And it'll, like I said, tie in with what we're going to talk about today or tonight. But a simple song is, lead me, I want you to guide me along the way. Lord, if you lead me, I will not stray. Lord, just let me walk each day with thee. Lead me, oh Lord, lead me. lead me. I want you to guide me along the way. Lord, if you lead me, I will not stray. Lord, just let me walk each day with thee. Lead me, oh Lord. Lead me, oh Lord. Lead me, oh Lord. Lead me. And I hope that is your prayer, as it is mine, that God will lead us every day, because we need him every day, every hour. You know, we just can't do life without him. I don't want to do life without him. I don't know about you, but I need him. All right, so let's go ahead and dive into some encouragement and some education. So tonight I want to discuss the support of men when it comes to sexual abuse. So the other day I posted this, and it was just entitled, When Men Support. So have you ever thought about the impact that men could actually have on our rape culture through their support? Like, have you ever thought about that? Because a lot of times we see the women that support, that are willing to stand and fight for the cause of sexual abuse victims. But have you really thought about the impact that, you know, a man could have just on our rape culture today? Having the support of men, it means that they are willing to believe victims, be there as an ear, and, you know, help spread awareness. It means teaching a young man what sexual abuse is and how it happens to males, or that it can happen to males. We hear so many stories of survivors, and a lot of times, and most of the time, they are coming from women. Women are more inclined to share their stories versus men. But it also means, you know, teaching young men that it can and that it and it does happen to males. It also means teaching them how to support young ladies who may have experienced it already. I mean, because there are some young men and, you know, just men in general who don't know how to support or how to be there for survivors, both men and women. But in the case when it comes to, you know, relationships, it can be difficult for a man to understand or even how to support a woman who has experienced sexual abuse through childhood or who may have been raped through their lifetime. So many times we do see women on the forefront fighting for this cause or even supporting it the most. But men too can help change the rape culture in a much more powerful way. I'm not saying that we as women can't do it by ourselves, but I'm saying that with the help of men, it can be so much more powerful. It can bring forth so much of a change. And it doesn't take much. It may seem like it's a lot. It may seem overwhelming. I get that. But support doesn't take much. So tonight is not meant to throw off on women, you know, women who are in leadership, women who do have that you know, that powerful demeanor and that leadership role. I mean, because I'm a woman myself, but it's not about downplaying the power of a woman, because we can definitely see today how powerful women have become. I mean, we see so many women who have stepped up and who have taken on so so many leadership roles. And I mean, I love it. It's great. But tonight I really want to focus on how much more of an impact can be made just from a man, just from having the support of a man. And I don't want any of the women to get offended by some of the things I say tonight. I promise it's all out of love and healing. Just want to, I guess, encourage our men to kind of step up. So I'm not trying to throw up on our women. As a woman, I am asking for your help, okay? As a woman, I am asking for your help from the men. All right, so if I think back, as long as I can remember, or from the time I was born and raised, my parents have always demonstrated what it means to be, you know, husband and wife and father and a mother to my brothers and me. My father, he always demonstrated what it means to be a leader, and not just outside of the home, but also inside the home. Because sometimes you have men who display one thing outside the house, but inside their home, they're a totally different person. But I can honestly say that my father was the same inside the home and outside the home, and still is. I've always been a firm believer that all learned behavior, it starts at home. So whatever parents display in their home, that's what children will learn. That's what they're going to mimic. That's what they're going to display when they leave the home. So all my life, my father has always displayed, you know, real leadership in the home, outside the home, on the job, in the community, at our church. He has always displayed real leadership inside the home and outside the home. He was not two different people. I mean, the same way that, you know, he talked to us at home, the same way he talked to us outside or any other individual outside of the home. He wasn't the type that would treat us one way when we're home and treat us another way when we're not home. So he was the same. He was a father. Well, he was a husband first, and he was a father, and he was a true leader. So being a leader, it's all about being, you know, influential and standing up for what's right, not backing down, encouraging others to meet their goals, you know, and so much more. And I've seen my father do all of that. And maybe some of you can say the same thing about your father or your husband. Because there are some, you know, real leaders out there, godly men who will display true leadership. And not, like I said, not just outside of the home, but it starts inside the home. You have some wonderful husbands, some wonderful fathers, and godly husbands and godly fathers. And so, you know, shout out to all of them. I appreciate what you do. I appreciate what you show. So my first serious question that I've been thinking about is, like, how many men do we actually see doing this, or do we see more women fulfilling this role? I mean, because I said they do exist, so it's not like these men don't exist. They do, but how many do we actually, you know, see for ourselves? And it's just a question you can ask yourself. Or do you see more women fulfilling this role? Do we see more women stepping out, taking on this influential role, standing up for what's right, not backing down, encouraging others to meet their goals and all of these other things when that, you know, are qualities of a leader? But if we're completely honest, there have been so many women becoming leaders, you know, quicker than men. So many women are ready to become leaders right now. And I'm not just saying to be over a group of people, but to simply be a help for her community, you know, and for her family and wherever she is. But we have a lot of women, like, right now, being just fulfilling these leadership roles. But I want to see more men do this. And maybe you say, well, they're doing it in our area. And if so, that is awesome. But I'm just saying overall as a whole. And I'm not talking about, you know, being over a church or being over this or that. Oftentimes people just feel like because they have a church, then they're automatically a leader. but more than that. So let's think about the leadership roles in, you know, sexual abuse awareness. So most organizations are for women because most of them were started by women. And I've heard, you know, men tell me plenty of times that, you know, there are plenty of organizations out there for female survivors, but there's nothing for male survivors. I feel you. I hear you. And I completely agree. There are so many resources and organizations that are for women. But, I mean, a lot of times they're not just for women, but you see more women that are on the forefront or more women that are sharing their stories versus when it comes to an organization that's for male survivors. But there is one national organization that has a mission to help male survivors, and that's the one that I mentioned earlier called One in Six. One in Six. And the name comes from the statistic that says at least one in six men have been sexually abused or assaulted. And whenever you go on their page, they have this at the top. It says, if you're a man who has experienced sexual abuse or assault, you're not alone. We're here to support you in your path to a happier, healthier future. So there is an organization that is for male survivors. All right, so if there are no male leaders to step up or even just simply support or advocate, then male survivors will continue to remain silent. Male survivors don't come forward simply because they are males. The social stigma and silence around male sexual abuse and assault results in a lack of awareness and understanding about the effects of these experiences and what men need to move forward, all because of the social stigma and the silence. The women are speaking up, but, all right, we need our males. We need y'all to speak up, too. You do not realize how much it will help, the impact that it will have, the healing that it can contribute. Not having enough male support, it results in more silence and less healing, especially from our male survivors. My heart goes out to, you know, every survivor of sexual abuse. But when it comes to male survivors, it really hurts because I know what it was like for me to be silent. But I can only imagine how males feel all because of that stigma. And if we don't have anyone to help us advocate, help us support, and help us speak up and be a voice for these men who are still hurting, who still feel broken, they will remain silent. They will remain broken. They will feel less than a man. So, men, we need your help. I need your help. Or they're going to continue to remain silent. Now, 1 Corinthians 11:3, I'm going to tie this in some kind of way. But it says, but I want you to understand that the head of every man is Christ, the head of a wife is her husband, and the head of Christ is God. So that lets us know that Christ, he is the head. Christ, he led by example. When he walked the earth, he demonstrated everything that we need to know even today. The husband or father, I'm going to say husband and father in the home is the head. Because he says the head of a wife is her husband. So we have this husband and who then becomes a father. He is the head of the home. He leads by example. And the head of the husband of Christ, head of every man is Christ, the head of a wife is her husband, and the head of Christ is God. And we know that God, he directed his son while he walked the earth. So it's almost like a cycle if you want to look at it that way. So Christ, he led by example. He was our example. He was the, you know, he was the example for man. He was the example for the husband, the example for the father. Which means that men have to be the example for the family so that he can direct his son or direct his children. So you're like, right now you're probably like, okay, what are you trying to say? Here's what I'm saying. Please believe me when I say I'm not fussing, but if more males took on the leadership role in this sense, especially when it comes to advocacy, imagine how much of a difference it would make. Think about how much people follow leaders today. Like, think about the teachers, doctors, and pastors, how people are just, you know, they will take in their instructions. They will follow their orders, especially doctors. You know, the doctors tell them, hey, let me take that back. Some people. But doctors, you know, overall are very influential. They are very influential. They say this, even we see it today in the media. When they have these experts, they have these doctors talking about this and that and what we need to do this and need to do that. And we're all looking and we're listening and following. Okay, so this is what I need to do. Well, I'm going to do this. And the same thing with teachers. We trust our teachers when we're in school or whenever we're going through training. We trust whoever is doing the training. We're following what they tell us to do. And what they're saying, we're listening, we're paying attention. And pastors, so many pastors have like so much control over their flock till the point when sometimes it's like, okay, are you going to think for yourself? But I mean, if you have a pastor who is that influential, then I really need your help for advocacy. But in all seriousness, when we have, you know, real leaders and we have people in leadership roles, male, men, we have godly men, let me say that, godly men in leadership roles, we really need your help. We need your support. We need you to help us spread awareness. And I'm not saying that every male leader needs to advocate 24/7. That is not everyone's calling. That is not everyone's purpose. But I'm saying we need you to support survivors, especially if one of them is your follower. Imagine the victims or the silent survivors that you have underneath you or following you. And if you never spoke up or spoke against, you know, sexual abuse, then they'll never know that you support them or they'll never know that you even, you know, for the cause. I read this, it was a writing, very interesting. I can't remember where it came from, but I copied it. So these are not my words. It was part of a research paper, but it was talking about how important it is for, you know, men to speak up when it comes to sexual abuse. Now, keep in mind that I said earlier, everyone is affected some kind of way, you know, indirectly. And so it quotes, many men are discovering that they are involved with women who were sexually abused as children. So by the time you find out that, you know, whoever you're in a relationship has been a victim before, especially as a child, then you might start freaking out because, look, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. This is overwhelming. This is frustrating. What can I do or what can I say that's not going to tick her off or cause a triggering moment? And so many men are discovering that look, so many women have endured this, and you may not find out until later on in the relationship because, you know, one of the effects of is, you know, trying to block it out, try not to think about it, try not to have those memories or, you know, suppressing them. But there's going to come a time when it's going to be a triggering moment and it's going to cause these things to come out. And, you know, if you're a man, you're probably, like I said, you're probably going to freak out because you're not going to know what to say or what to do, especially if you have, you know, no awareness of it, no education of it. Then so there are conflicts about expressing the needs, the frustrations, the various aspects of the relationship, so guilt and shame that have us feeling questions about how to deal with, you know, these relationships, the relatives and sexual issues. So now we have these men who are frustrated and feeling guilty because they don't know what to do. They don't know how to comfort these women that they are involved with, whether it's, you know, in a relationship level or even just family members, family, friends, all types of relationships. So you have these men feeling guilty and shame because they don't know what to do. They don't know what to say. How am I supposed to comfort her? And so this is why it's so important. It's so, so important for men, all of us, to be educated about this. I'm not saying you have to go become an expert in it, but show that you care, that you support, and that you're willing to be educated and to learn what you can do, just in case you are involved with someone who may have endured sexual abuse or have, you know, been raped. Philippians 4:3, another scripture that, you know, I wanted to tie in. Says, and I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help these women which labored with me in the gospel. I am asking for your help, men. Help us. We are laboring. I am laboring out here. And I need your help. I need your help. Just help us. Help us. All right, so I'm going to pause for a quick second and give that number out just in case anyone who's listening, they want to call in and share your thoughts. And maybe you have some questions. Maybe you're one of our male listeners and you have some questions on how can you help, how can you support, not just me, but wherever you are, because there are rape crisis centers almost everywhere. And you can volunteer in some kind of way, or even just educating yourself about sexual abuse. So that number again is 319-527-6091. Or for our T-Mobile users, 323-870-4174. I'd love to hear your input. Love to hear what you have to say, especially if you're one of our male listeners. And like I said, maybe you want to know, how can you help? What can you do? And it's not a dumb question, because a lot of people do not know what to do. They don't know how they can help. They don't know how they can support survivors, you know, without hurting them even more, or without saying the wrong thing, doing the wrong thing. There are several, you know, websites that give that information on what to say, what not to say. Because it has to be broken down just like that. There are certain phrases that you just refrain from using, certain questions that you don't ask. And one website that I often like to visit just to see what's, you know, updated on it, because they give a lot of myths and the myths and the facts, the stats and ways that you can help survivors, is Rape Abuse Incest National Network, which is RAIN. RAIN.org, RAINN.org. It's a wonderful tool, wonderful tool. Like, anything you need to know about sexual abuse, you can find out there and several other places, but I like to use RAIN. I like to use RAIN. But it's RAINN.org. So you can find out many ways that you can support, how to get involved, you know? And it makes a difference having, you know, support and having involvement, having volunteers who are male, because you don't see it all the time. You don't see it all the time. Some simple things that you can do is, like, spread the word on social media. If you're not one that, you know, don't like to be in the forefront, or maybe you don't want to talk or deal with victims one-on-one, or maybe you don't know what to say to survivors that you may know, You can still spread the word on social media. You can share posts, different things that are going on in the area that, you know, cater to your community. You can share what's going on. This shows, I'm telling you, a simple share will show that you care. Oh, that rhymes. But a simple share, it will show that you care. You care enough to share a piece of information that will encourage healing, that will let me know that it wasn't my fault. They need to hear that. Victims need to hear that. They need validation that they are okay, that nothing is wrong with them. They need that. And so by you sharing whatever it is, maybe a post or a word of encouragement for survivors, it shows that you care. All right, so Philippians 4:3, where you said, help these women which labor with me in the gospel, I personally believe that it's an invitation for men to help support and help us advocate those who are, you know, in this line of ministry when it comes to abuse. We need your help. Those crisis centers, they need your help. Whether it's through, you know, in person or whether it's online. But here are some ways, in case you're wondering, that men can support survivors. I'm going to give you a few. There are several, but I'll just focus on three. Speak up. Speak up, just as simple as that. Sometimes survivors have not found their voice or learned how much power they actually possess. It takes time because they feel powerless. They feel like that, you know, they have lost their voice from the time that they were abused. Something was taken away from them. Their power was taken away and their voice was taken away. But you can be a voice for them, you know, until or if they decide to speak up for themselves, because it's okay if they never decide to speak up, you know, on a public platform or anything like that. But speak up. Every time you share, like I was saying earlier, an encouraging post in regards to sexual abuse, or leave an encouraging message under a post dealing with sexual abuse, you are strengthening them. When you are a voice, it gives them a little bit more strength to continue on their healing journey. So something simple as speaking up for them, being a voice for them, saying that it's wrong because it is, or saying that you are so much more powerful than you think you are, or, you know, you are destined for greatness despite what you've been through. Something as simple as saying that can have such a huge impact, especially from a man. I know our words are, you know, powerful, whether you're a man or a woman, but it's something about a man. God created man first. God created him so that he can become a leader, lead by example. So we need our men to speak up. Our women are speaking up, but we need our men to speak up. We need our pastors to speak up. We need our fathers to speak up, so that they can, you know, lead by example. So speak up. Another way that men can support, spread awareness. Talking to young men about sexual abuse can go a long way. Teaching what boundaries and consent really mean. It can help them avoid some difficult paths. Trust me. When young men understand what boundaries and what consent means, they can avoid a lot of difficult paths. Some guys grow up not knowing what those two things mean. And consent is something that can be taught at an early age because it's simply permission. It simply means getting permission. But somewhere down the road, the definition comes a little twisted due to being misinformed or just ignorant to it all. So we need our men to start spreading awareness as far as when it comes to consent and boundaries, because if they don't know what consent means, if they don't know what boundaries are, then some terrible things can happen. And it's, you know, like I said, it's from being misinformed or just ignorant to the two, because you didn't know how to respect her boundaries, or you touched her or touched him without consent, and lead to crime, lead to it being a crime. And so then, you know, so forth. Everything just, it's like a trickle effect, domino effect. One thing leads to another. Another thing that men can do to support survivors, believe them and be there. There are male survivors. And it's very important, you know, for men to actually believe survivors and, you know, just all together. But when it comes to males who have endured sexual abuse, more than anything, they need that support. They need to know that you believe them. There are so many silent male survivors because of the stigma that I mentioned earlier. Leaders, you can help break that stigma. Reality is that it does happen to males. And just think about it. If sexual abuse is already one of the most underreported crimes, just think about how often a young boy has to deal with abuse and carry it into his adulthood. In order for male survivors to find healing and regain their power, they need to know that you care. They need to know that you believe them and know that you're going to be there. They need to know that you're willing to say, you know, I believe you, that you're willing to say it was not your fault. These are things they need to hear, that there is nothing wrong with you. And just because it happened doesn't mean you are less of a man. They need to hear these things, these male survivors, because that's the only way that healing can begin. Starting the conversation shows that you care. Even if they never come up to you and, you know, blatantly tell you that they were a victim. Because the stat says 1 in 6. 1 in 6. So for every 6 men that you know, one of them experienced sexual abuse or have been assaulted before. So they need to hear these things. That's called being a leader. That's called support. And this is what we need. This is what I need as a woman, as an advocate. This is what I need. I am asking, I was going to say I'm begging, but I am asking and I'm hoping that the day does come when more men will support survivors of sexual abuse so that the male survivors can find healing. They need it just as much as the women. Just as much as the female survivors. They need the help just as much as the female survivors. So as a man who was sexually abused or assaulted, where can I get help right now? So I gave out the national telephone hotline. It's for all survivors of sexual assault. So man, even if you want to post that number, you're helping right there, just starting right there. That 1-800-656-4673 or just 1-800-656-HOPE. And there's also the, you know, the chat line. So posting information like that, it shows that you care. Sharing the resources. And like I said, you never know who you are helping. Because there are so many people who are hurting, so many men that are hurting stemming from sexual abuse. And like I said, please help these women who are laboring. And so, men, I need you. We need you. And so tonight, as we do our call of salvation, I want to pray for every male leader out there. Those of you who, you know, who are influential, I mean, all of God's people, they should be leaders. Or at least, you know, display those leadership qualities. I mean, we're following Christ, and we are to be Christ-like. We are to lead by example as Christ did. So I'm going to pray for our male leaders. Pray that God will stir them up, that they will, you know, show that support, step up. And also those of you who may be listening, maybe you are a male survivor and you're trying to find your way back to God and you're longing to be healed. I'm going to pray for you as well. Father, we thank you for this moment and this opportunity to talk to you. We thank you for who you are, all that you've done, and all that you're doing right now. Father, we thank you for your love that you continue to show. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. God, thank you for being such a forgiving God, for not cutting us off, but giving us another chance to get it right. Father, we thank you for being able to go on from day to day despite everything that's going on in this world. And so, Father, we pray for your strength. We pray for, you know, your direction so that you will help us get through each day with everything that is going on. And so, Father, I pray for your leaders that you have set up in every capacity, whether they're pastors, whether they're teachers, whatever area that they operate in. God, I pray for those male leaders that you will allow them to see a new way of supporting when it comes to sexual abuse. God, I pray that you put a drive in them and direct them in the ways that they can support. God, I pray that you stir up a generation of males who are willing to teach and to educate other young males the importance of consent and boundaries and what sexual abuse is, so that healing can continue to thrive, so that your glory can be shown even through your healing. God, I pray that you even touch those who feel broken tonight. I pray that you would give them the strength that they need. God, I pray that you provide the healing and deliverance only that you can. And Father, I pray for those who may not even know you, those who long to know you again, those who long to have you in their hearts again, those who felt like they have disappointed you or feel that you are angry with them. God, I pray that you comfort them and wrap your loving arms around them. God, we pray for your forgiveness tonight. Anything that we may have said or done, any evil thought that may have come upon us, God, we pray that you blot it out so that it doesn't come upon us on the day of judgment. God, we just want to please you. God, we want to do what's right so that we can help your people. God, strengthen us each day. Help us, Lord. Keep all sickness and diseases away from our body. God, help us to do your will. God, I pray for every listener. God, I pray for every member of Purpose Kingdom Network. God, I pray that you continue to keep us and continue to keep our bodies healed in the name of Jesus. Help us to continue to carry out your will, to carry out your word, continue to encourage your people and uplift them through such a time like this. God, we thank you and we love you and we give your name all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. At this time, we're going to have our announcements for Purpose Kingdom Network.
All right, all right. This is a part of Purpose Kingdom Network, and We just like to thank each and every one of you here for joining us for tonight, whether you're joining us via phone or listening to us online. We appreciate your listenership, and we thank you so much for your support. And, you know, for those that have changed their life and, you know, they want to be dedicating their life to Christ, I appreciate that. Just don't forget to be mindful to find a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary that alerts you in the word of Christ. I know all the sanctuaries most sanctuaries are closed, but don't forget we have Zoom and Snapchat and all the other, and Facebook where we can, you know, all the other avenues where we can just celebrate church, you know, until we can actually have the sanctuary doors open. And don't forget, your home is a sanctuary, so you can practice that also at home. If you want to contact us here at Purpose Kingdom Network, you can contact us here at Purpose Kingdom Net via email. That was the email address, purposekingdomnet@gmail.com, where you can send your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello or send a prayer request. We gladly honor that. Also, we're on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom. Also, we invite you to like us on our Facebook page where you can see our upcoming shows and advertisements, where you can, just like us on Facebook, and you get to see our hosts and you'll get to see our upcoming shows. And don't forget to share with a friend. Anytime you want to hear any of our past or previous broadcasts, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. You can simply type in the host name or the show name, and you can hear that show in its entirety and at your convenience. And once again, please share with your friends and family members. Also, don't forget that for Morning Word of Inspiration, you can follow any of our social media pages on anchor.com or Anchor FM. We give Morning Word of Inspiration. And we appreciate those that have shared with their friends and family members. Well, God's will, God's blessing. We hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for Daughters of Ruth, hosted by Reverend Maureen Lee. And once again, with God's will, God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for Daughters of Ruth, hosted by Reverend Maureen Lee. You and, as always, we like and, you know, always continue to support your input here at Purpose Kingdom Network, and we thank you for everything you've done, the listener. Thank you so much, no matter where you're at in the world. Thank you so much, and with that being said, Minister Jackson, I'm going to turn the program back over into your hands.
All right. Thank you for those announcements, Brother Ross. So as we close out, I want to say thank you for all of our listeners, whether you listen by phone or online. I appreciate your attention. I hope that something was said that either educated you or encouraged you or uplifted you or inspired you. But for more information about One Touch Transformation, you can visit our website at onett.me. That's onett.me, and you can learn more about our services, who we are, what we do, and how we are making an impact in our community. Also, you can visit our Facebook page. Just type in One Touch Transformation, and you'll find us right there. And again, more information about what we are doing and who we are. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at @onett. We'd love for you to keep up with us and show you ways or help others. So simply sharing some education on sexual abuse, we would greatly appreciate it. So make sure you do check out our website and follow us on social media. Also, for more information about me, I am a sexual abuse advocate and a survivor. You can visit my website at arthenius.com. That's ArthenIus. So that's arthenius.com. And you can learn more about who I am and what I do. Not only am I an advocate, but I'm also a singer. So I do have some songs on the digital outlets such as Google Play and iTunes, Spotify. You can stream the songs. You will find two songs that are listed right now, which are called Butterfly and Fight. And even if you type it in YouTube, it'll pull up. So make sure you spell my name correctly because it will bring up Arthenius, but it is Arthenius. But you'll be able to, you know, hear me sing, and you'll find some videos of me doing some live performances. And I will like to announce that I am working on some new songs, which will be available very soon. So please do visit the website so you can stay updated and know when you'll be able to, you know, listen to some new songs. I'm excited about what God is doing. He's doing some great things, and I know there's a lot going on. There's a lot going on in the world. But one thing that I've realized, even though everything is going on, you know, all this chaos, and, you know, we've got to have a peace of mind. And, you know, God is our peace. He has been my peace, and He still is. So even though everything and a lot is going on, I'm staying committed to my purpose and walking in my calling, doing everything that God will allow me to do. I mean, that's the only way that I can have peace or keep my sanity because, you know, it's a lot that is happening. And we may as well accept that we're not going back to what was once normal. So we just have to keep moving. We have to keep going. With the help of God, He'll keep us. He'll keep us, and He'll still bless us. As long as we continue to do what He tells us to do, God is going to bless us. He's going to hold to His word. So these things are going to happen. So we shouldn't even be, you know, too surprised. We know things are going to happen. So these things are going to happen. But at the same time, we can't let that shake our faith. We can't let that, you know, take us off our course with God or this journey that He has us on. Because we still have to minister. We still have to encourage those who may not have that peace. So we can't go crazy with the world. Yes, it is different. It is uncomfortable. But look, we have God on our side, and know that He is with you every step of the way. No matter how crazy it gets, He is with you. He is still calling you. He's still walking with you. And so we have to keep our mind on Him. Remember, He said, if we keep our mind on Him, He'll keep us in perfect peace. We will learn how to find peace or have peace in the midst of chaos or in the midst of our storm. And we are going through some storms right now, but we can still have peace. So, again, I appreciate everyone who tuned in. I really appreciate it. And we will be back again with another episode with One Touch Transformation in a couple of weeks. So I hope that you'll tune in. So one more time, let me give out those resources just in case you missed it. So the male resource for sexual abuse survivors, remember that website is 1in6.org. That's the number 1in6.org. And also we have the National Sexual Assault Hotline, which is 1-800-656-4673, which spells out the word HOPE. I love it. So 1-800-656-HOPE. And that line is available 24, and it also has the chat helpline. In case there are those who may not want to verbally talk, then they can chat. So they're making it comfortable either way. And the last resource, RAINN.org, RAINN.org, which is one of my favorite resources because they have so much information up there that you can just simply learn and just share. They make it easy for us. Everything is, you know, is easy and it's convenient. So honestly, there is no excuse why any of us cannot advocate or just help advocate. Because I know everyone will not advocate, but you can contribute in some sort of way, especially if you are a leader. And if we are part of Christ, we are all leaders because there is something that we can do to lead others to Christ by leading by example. Alrighty then. So I hope that you have been blessed or been encouraged or learned something new tonight. So again, male leaders, I'm asking for your help in whatever way that you can. Even if you're not here in South Carolina, I just appreciate a shared post. Anytime you share anything that's coming from One Touch Transformation, it will help. So again, thank you for listening. I pray that you have a wonderful night, and I hope you're able to join Purpose Kingdom Network tomorrow night. All right, then. Y'all have a good night. Love you.
Jesus lives.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never want to see me down, I will not lose.